I don't know about you, but over the years, I've learned that I am definitely in the category associated with the old saying, the more you make, the more you spend. It's frustrating to think that you are finally in a position to get ahead and then learn that no matter what your income, you struggle not to dip into savings to stay afloat. Hi, I'm Julie Smith with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. The key truly is to plan ahead. When it comes to finances, this includes developing a spending plan, otherwise known as a budget. When you don't plan, you risk spending more than you earn and falling farther and farther into debt. Here are some steps to get started on developing your spending plan. First, start listing. Make a list of all your monthly living expenses, from your mortgage to your Netflix subscription. List everything that you pay for. Also, list all of your income and resources. This includes money from your job as well as other income, such as child support, gifts, and even EBT. Next, pick your budgeting method. There are several to choose from, and there are benefits to each. For beginners, I recommend the 50-30-20 budget, which includes the categories 50% necessary expenses, 30% discretionary expenses, and 20% savings and debt payments. Do your research and choose the budgeting method that works the best for your family. Finally, make adjustments. As you begin to follow your spending plan, you may find that you need to reevaluate and adjust how much you spend on certain items. The most important part of setting a budget is to stick to it. It's not easy to change a habit, but it's worth it to learn how to better manage your resources. Financial security reduces stress and improves your overall mental health. This has been Julie Smith with your Extension Minute.